Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, answering your 21st century questions and finding solutions to everyday dilemmas, like how do you
relinquish.
Shut up. Like, how do you relinquish your royal... You absolute set of shitheads, you've done this on purpose. Like, how do you relinquish your royal patrons without looking... Like, how do you relinquish... shut up! I'm not thick!
You're not thick, but we have lost any humour from this line. I was rather amused last week when I thought of this one after the Harry and Meghan announcement, and I texted it to Ben, thinking, gosh, how funny I was. What I had forgotten to factor in is the fact that you probably wouldn't be able to read it.
Ben, since when has he been writing the scripts?
No, I just sometimes certain lines come to me. It's a one-time thing Ben is wanting to make perfectly clear. A bit like Ben appearing on this podcast.
Like, how do you relinquish your royal
patronages?
Like, how do you fuck!
Do you want me to read it?
No. Like, how do you
give up.
Like, how do you give up your royal patronages and titles without looking too silly?
So funny. Just adding in the laugh there should have been.
And how many times will I bring up the castle in today's podcast? And of course, what should you do, you set of shit? What would you do if you accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not your usual agony aunt, are we, William Hansen?
No, we're not, Jordan North. I'm more bouquet, you're more bucket. Thanks to Ed for sending that one in.
Getting another pluggy new podcast. Okay, so we're currently recording this episode. William is still in Amman.
I'm still Amman.
And who are we toasting to today, William?
Well, I would like... I say who we're toasting. Can we do the toast in a minute? Because I'll be honest, I haven't got a drink because room service... Oh, no, look! Look, they've done it just as...
Have they actually... William was just whinging before the recording how Will oh, what is up with me today? Oh. How bad room service is here. And he says they don't clean his room every day. It's like we timed that, though. What did he say then?
There we go.
What did you... That was like your time... What did you say then? Shook hand?
Shukran means thank you in Arabic.
Ah, that's lovely.
I'm afraid the gin... obviously, there's no Dubonnet. I've been without the D for several weeks now. So
what's
I'm having,
that? A can of John Smith's?
No, it's not a can of John Smith's. It's a can of Eververse tonic water to go with my gin.
Oh, William's arsehole. Who are we toasting to?
Well, I would like to toast to Shawn Mendes, because he has finally, as he confirmed on his story, cut his hair.
Ah.
So he's back to being a very attractive man. Bottoms up.
To Shawn.
Remember, if you want to help with something, then you can tweet us at SextedMyBoss.
You can send your tales of trepidation to help@sextedmyboss.com, or you can write to William, who promises a handwritten reply on his own letter of paper. The address for that is on the website SextedMyBoss.com.
Also, if you're enjoying what we're doing, and I know I am, we always enjoy reading the nice reviews on iTunes or wherever you can leave a review. Back of a lavatory cubicle door, on a billboard, cigarette packet.
Do people still leave little signs on lavatory doors?
Yeah, how do you think Ben and I met?
Used to read some really good graffiti on lavatory doors.
Could you read it, or did you struggle with that as well?
How's your week been?
Now, how's your week been? I hear you're worried about your weight.
Why?
Well, because you put on your story, you hid behind a microphone just.
Yeah.
Saying that you were worried about your weight.
I'm having a fat, ugly day. I got on the scales this morning, and I wish I didn't, and it's put me in a right bad mood for the rest of the day. Yeah. But it was my birthday
week. I think you still look slim and gorgeous.
Aww.
Just because you've pulled the ripcord, it doesn't matter.
Bloody, like I said, I've more roles than Greg's at the moment. There's no... Just wait till after lockdown to get into shape. But I just said...
Exactly. We've all put on weight, but we haven't been doing... I normally, when I'm in London, will walk around, like, do 9 or 10,000 steps a day, easily, and that's normally before lunchtime. But we haven't been able to do that. So, yeah, we have put on a bit of extra weight. What does it matter? And I'd rather be fat and happy than thin and miserable.
There you go. You're not fat. You look great.
Thank you.
So, go on. How's your week been? How's your man? What's the crack? What's happening?
Well, I obviously, you know, I've said it before. I'm very lucky that I'm able to be here, and life is vaguely normal. There are restrictions, and masks are mandatory pretty much everywhere, including on the street. But the other day, I managed... Oh, Jordan's just dropped his webcam, and now I've got a big shot of his D and G, whatever we call it.
Go on.
I was able to go to the souk, which is like
the
a
souk.
Market. Yes,
oh,
S-O-U-K.
Really? You're so cultured and well-travelled.
Thank you. Shukran. And I was there buying some frankincense, as you do, and I...
What are you, Jesus?
Oman is the world's biggest exporter of frankincense, did you know?
What is frankincense? It's like perfume, in it.
You can use it for perfume. You can also eat it. It's a bit like chewing gum.
Oh, really?
Well, you chew it and then it turns into basically this white stuff that doesn't really digest.
All those years when I were doing nativities and growing up, and I never knew the wise men were getting baby Jesus some chuddy. What a gift. What a gift. What's a baby going to do with some chuddy? It's dangerous, if anything. What was it? Gold, frankincense and myrrh. What's myrrh?
He's a popular artist. He released songs. He was on The X Factor. And I think he was very big in Nazareth.
What is myrrh? Do you know?
Myrrh, I think, is a bit like frankincense. It's just another sort of spicy, scenty thing.
So, hang on. Right, I'm not being funny. They travelled all that way to give him gold, fair enough.
Yes.
Some chuddy and some frigging incense sticks.
Well, yes, but, you know, it's the thought that counts, isn't it? We've all received bad gifts at Christmas. Jesus was the first.
It's a good job Mary wasn't Northern. You're taking piss, aren't you? What am I going to do with chuddy and incense sticks? I'm in a frigging stable here. Bloody hell, I'm on here. Bless her.
But no, in the souk, you know, obviously there's all the sort of the regular stuff that you would expect to find at a souk. And just as we were paying for the frankincense, my eye caught something behind the counter. And it looked like the Wi-Fi logo on a perfume bottle. And I said to the man, is that Wi-Fi perfume? And he moved it, and yes, it was a bottle of perfume with the Wi-Fi logo on it. And then he said, oh, wait until you look at these. And then he got out three other bottles, and I've sent you a picture on our WhatsApp group, so please have a look at them. They're different perfumes. There is Hotspot, Pour Homme, WhatsApp, which is a female perfume, Pour Femme, Bluetooth, you could also be wearing Bluetooth, or Wi-Fi. Yeah, they don't look great, but they've got the logos of the relevant icons. We'll share this picture on social media. So I was thinking, with, you know, all these, like, WhatsApp Pour Femme, which obviously means for women, I thought I would come up with my own perfume, which I'm going to try and market in time for Christmas, which we'll call Grindr Pour Homme. They didn't have that in the souk, which is funny.
What is your smell, by the way?
I'm sorry?
Because what is your aftershave that you wear? Because everyone's got their own.
Well, I have several.
Do you?
Depends what sort of mood I'm in. But the one I've brought away with me is Terre de Hermes by Hermes.
I read in GQ a couple of years ago that a man should invest in aftershave and moisturiser. So I do treat myself to a bougie aftershave now. I used to just get it from Next.
So what's yours now?
It's Bottega Veneta.
Yes, it is, isn't it? I've sniffed you before.
I don't tell many people because I love it.
No, well, we'll keep it a secret.
Not everybody, but before all this, you go, oh, you smell nice. I go, oh, yeah, thanks. It's an aftershave. Mum got me because I don't want it. It's such a nice aftershave.
It is a lovely smell. No, on the times when I saw you in person, I would press my nose against your cheek and it was all gorge.
Oh, bless you. That was a good night. Was that Monaco?
It is pretty much the gentrification of Jordan North, really. The fact that you buy Bottega Veneta aftershave.
Is it Bottega? No, it's Bottega Veneta.
It's not Bottega. It's Bottega Veneta.
No, because I had an argument with a woman in Debenhams about it. She went, she went, trust me, I'm Italian, I know this. I went, it's Bottega Veneta. She went, it's Bottega Veneta.
Well, I'll find out. You sure you don't just wear Viennetta?
No, I don't. Oh, I've not had Viennetta for donkey's years. Oh, that's a right good dessert, that.
Pudding.
Can you tell I've just come off the phone to my mum? That's right good.
It's a bit deep for Wendy.
Everybody's saying this. First of all, what does gentrification mean? Like, is it like the gentrification of an area that's a bit rough and then it's, yeah.
Well, it was a bit rough, and then, you know, they put in like coffee shops and gastro pubs and hipster coffee shops and push out all the existing residents. That's really gentrification.
Someone messaged me saying I'm really enjoying the gentrification of Jordan at the moment, and I'm like, what does that mean? Like, am I changing?
Maybe you're just evolving. That's how I put it. But I still think you're still the same old Jordan. You're still there sitting in a hoodie.
Yeah, what's wrong with my hoodie? Look at my hoodie.
And it says Guinness on it. So, I mean, we are still fairly on brand. Ben's got one that says Expression with no E.
Oh, it's his student radio station.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Where was Expression, Ben?
It was where in Exeter. Where did you go to?
I know nothing about Ben. Did you go to uni in Exeter? Ben went to uni in Exeter. Is that where we first met? When you had a top knot? No, that was Norwich, weren't it? Yeah. I met this really keen, eager guy trying to make his way in the media industry, and all I did all weekend was take the piss out of him. And we're good friends. Good friends now. Yeah. Yeah, everybody's saying the gentrification.
Ben study at university?
I know this. Is it something like... He did biology, yeah, for 3 years, and then he did a radio top-up or something, didn't he? Yeah.
A radio top-up? Oh, I didn't know that bit.
See?
Radio top-up. There you go. If only we were speaking to him. Apparently it's... he did a master's in journalism.
Did a master's... Not being funny, but Ben would have made a great biologist.
Really?
Hi. I study insects. Of course you do. That makes so much sense. If you met Ben at a party and went, hi, guys, I'm a biologist, you'd be like, yes, of course, that explains it. Yeah.
Go round for dinner at his house and he's serving everything in Petri dishes. It's tapas.
I collect leaves and conkers.
Do you want to come round and play with my horse, Chestnut?
That's how he first chatted up Cat. Like, do you want to come to my house and play conkers? Do you want to play with my conkers? I've dipped him in vinegar. Ooh. It is vinegar you dipped your conkers in, isn't it?
Oh, Ben's nodding.
Yeah.
That was the whole of the second year of university. So anyway, back to Jordan's gentrification. Yeah. Enough about Ben.
So people are saying this.
But what triggered that person to write into you to say that they're enjoying the gentrification?
I don't know.
Well, actually, you did send me a text the other day saying, oh my God, have I changed? Which I feel like is a text that you send me pretty much every week. So you text me this saying, absolutely raging. I've changed one of the words there. Absolutely raging. Had that diptyque candle burning for the past 3 hours in my room whilst I was in the living room. Like literally burning £5 notes. I allow myself 20 to 30 minutes burn max a night whilst getting ready for bed or for reading purposes. Oh my God, I've changed, haven't I?
Oh shit, I forgot about that. Hey, that dick candle.
Mm.
Honestly, it smells nice, but it has me on edge. It's like when you get a Jo Malone. It has me on edge when you're burning it. You're like, oh God, come on, we've burned it for half an hour and I'll put the Aldi one on. That's what I do. Yeah. Ben's just said, do you have fancy hand wash that when it runs out, you fill up with cheap hand wash? Oh my God, yeah. My fancy hand wash here is bubble bath. Because I got bubble bath for Christmas and I don't have a bath here in my flat. So I just fill my hand wash up with bubble bath now. It's same, isn't it? It's same.
My friend Jimmy has... someone gave him years ago a really artisan, expensive bottle of gin. And he's kept the bottle and he just fills it up with the cheapest supermarket gin. And when people come round, he goes, do you want to try some of this? Do you want to try some of this? It's really, you can smell the botanicals. He pours it in. He just finds it hilarious how many people go, oh, yeah, this is really nice.
I can imagine
What am I getting? Is there something in there with juniper?
Yeah. That's always the rumour in, student unions, isn't it? Or when you go abroad, it's not actual proper Smirnoff. It's like paint stripper vodka.
Well, I wouldn't. Here my experience ends.
Did you ever get baffed in the sink when you were younger?
I'm sorry?
No, I bet you didn't, did you?
Did I have a spaff in the sink?
Did you ever have a... It's not spaff. Do you know what spaff means?
No.
I'll tell you after. And I don't... I only haven't spaffed in the sink. Do you not know what spaff means?
No.
You're spaffed everywhere.
What, made a mess?
You could say that.
Oh, okay, I think I know what it means.
Yeah.
Right. No, I've not done. I've not. And also, it's a basin, but whatever.
My mum used to bath us in the sink. I was just thinking about it, because, yeah, we used to always have bubble bath by the side at the sink.
Can I ask why she bathed you in the sink?
Because she's just easier, isn't it? So she used to fill the sink up and bath my little brother. I used to come in from school, he'd be there on a drying rack in a towel.
And did a seven-year-old mind this?
I was younger than that, and then this is the cutest thing ever. I went round to see him just before they moved to Spain. I went round and my little nephew was just there in sink with loads of suds on his head. I mean, Dad were baffing him in sink. I went, what are you doing? I went, I'm just baffing Seb. I was like, in sink? He went, yeah, I did it with you lot.
And he was just there. You pour mint juices and rubbish down the sink.
It's just easier. Literally, my Dad were baffing him in sink. It was so cute. I was just thinking, did you never get baffed? Did you? My mum used to baff.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I will verify this, but I would be absolutely stunned. No.
Is that just a Wendy thing? Do get in touch, Gene Divas. You know how, if you ever got baffed in sink. Or if you've got kids, right, and you've got loads to do and you're putting tea on and you ain't got time to do a proper bath, just fill the sink up and put your little toddler in there.
Why don't you just stick them in the dishwasher and then you don't have to actually do it yourself?
Yeah, why not? Yeah. You've got one of those butler sinks, haven't you, at your mum's house?
It's called a Belfast sink, actually.
No, there's butler and Belfast, isn't there?
Possibly, but the one that my parents have is a Belfast sink.
Anyway.
Belfast as in Northern Ireland.
Northern Ireland. So, yeah. Did you ever share a bath with your brother when you were younger?
Not that I can remember. I mean, probably. There's only 3 years between us. I think after 4 years it gets a bit weird, but within 3 years it's probably okay.
Don't ask me why, but...
Oh, I don't know if I even want to know this.
I don't even know if I want to share this. I'd sometimes used to poo in bath. I were young. And my mum said she were on the phone once. She were on the phone and my brother went, Mum, Jordan's pooed in bath again! Yeah.
Well, that Mirror Online headline's written itself.
Oh, I used to love bath time.
The rest of your family didn't, clearly.
No. Yeah, there you go.
People have been very intrigued on social media as to the details of our argument that we had in last Tuesday's episode.
Yeah, a lot of people want us to publish that argument, don't they?
Yes. Yeah. In fact, to be honest, I would be quite keen to see the footage of that back, because I've only seen what's gone out on socials and on the episode.
Didn't you try and find it on Facebook?
So, off the back of that argument, or the incident the argument was about, which I really can't remember massively, but I do remember sending you a very long message on Facebook Messenger, back in the day when you and I had Facebook, because neither of us have it anymore, and I can't, now that I don't have Facebook and you don't have Facebook, I can't find it.
That was another argument. That was a different
Was that a separate argument?
Yeah, that was a different
one. I thought they're related.
No, that was one where we didn't speak for about, I think about six months. Yeah. What did we fall... What was that over?
Well, I thought it was about...
No, what did we fall out over?
What, in the argument from last week or the Facebook
message? No, the other argument.
I mean, the good news is we're good friends now.
I mean, we didn't have an argument today on the on the WhatsApp group when William was being shitty. But my fault, I got the times wrong. My fault, you know.
I love the fact that you went... well, because I said... I did actually email everyone on the 11th of January pointing out that on...
I don't get your emails. I've told you, your email's going to my junk box. Stop emailing me, William, at William Hanson. It thinks it's junk. And I'm sick of your bloody etiquette letter every week. That comes through, but I never get your proper emails.
So I sent out this email on the 11th of January at 13:55. On the 11th of January at 14:38, Jordan North, all good with me. Thanks for letting us know. Kiss.
Did I reply that? Oh,
yes,
my crap. That was the 11th of Jan. No, you know you've got to remind me. Do you know whose fault this is?
Whose?
Producer Ben's. He should have said in our meeting this week, by the way, it's that we're having a later recording. Yeah.
Or indeed, Ben or I could have mentioned it at the end of last week's recording. Yeah. That would have been nice. Yeah, which we did. But never mind, don't worry.
No, you never.
We did.
Ben's just told us that... Stuart, our exec producer, just text Ben saying there's a meltdown happening on the WhatsApp group. Will you intervene? I got a lovely message, and that's when Ben messaged going, "Don't worry, guys, these things happen." No, Ben, get out. You're so laid back, you're in bed. We need to sort this out. What is the etiquette if you mess up dates and times and you're late for meetings or you can't make a meeting or one's been double booked? What's the etiquette there?
Apologise and offer a solution that's practical.
Which I did. I said, can we do 3 o'clock? And you said no.
Well, no, but that was... Well, anyway.
And Ben suggested Saturday when Burnley are playing. Absolutely not. And then Ben suggested Sunday, which is usually when I'm pissed by 4 o'clock, so...
All the ingredients for a great episode.
So what would you do? What is the actual etiquette? Seriously, if you've double booked...
Well, I would say sorry and do a bit of research as to whether you were in the wrong or who was in the... You know, see where the problem occurred, the breakdown in communication. You know, and maybe it was my fault. I maybe probably assumed that, you know, the email I'd sent... that everyone had replied to and the diary invitation with the new time that everyone had accepted that was in their diaries. I thought that was enough. But obviously I was wrong. It needed three things. But I'm over it. It's fine.
Okay.
Shall we go to Jordan's joke of the week?
Yep. Let's do it. What was the name of the Egyptian who was buried with chocolate and nuts?
Oh, this is not the most appropriate joke.
No. It's all above board. Don't worry. I'll tell you that. I'll tell you the punchline after the break.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Okay, what was the name of the Egyptian who was buried with chocolate and nuts?
Can I do the punchline?
Go on.
Pharaoh Rocher.
Today a man knocked on my door and asked for a small donation towards a local swimming pool. So I gave him a glass of water.
That's nice, that's good.
I don't like not rude ones. I've not had a rude one.
Now remember, G and Divas, we always need you to tell your friends about our podcast. You can just go to sexedmyboss.com for all of the links. Direct them if you think that they need a bit of a laugh, a bit of a pick-me-up. Do you think they're a bit more of a Jordan or a William? Then tell them all about our podcast. And if they don't want to listen to our podcast, they can always listen to my other podcast, which is about keeping up appearances.
You take the piss, you do. No, seriously, best thing with podcasts is word of mouth, and I love reading reviews saying, oh, never usually listen to podcasts, but my friend told me about this. So tell your mum, your auntie, your sister, your brother, your uncle, whoever, your next door neighbour. Let's go to the listeners' questions, please, William Hanson. It's flown by today, this.
It has, and we should just say, a bit like some of my emails to Jordan, some of our problems have been going into producer Ben's spam folder. So some of these dilemmas that I'm about to read out might be from a bit of a while ago. So apologies to those who haven't had a quicker response. This foot. I heard that.
It was a burp.
Yes, I know.
Excuse me.
Disgusting.
My tummy's been doing somersaults today. I don't know what's up with me. Drinking too much coffee.
What have you eaten?
I had a duck wrap from Pret and a coffee and a banana. And that's
it. A duck wrap?
Who's put 50p in Ben today?
You had a duck wrap. That's pretty gentrified, isn't it?
Is it?
Yes. How's the hoisin sauce?
Yeah, it was great. Usually I have an egg butty, but, you know.
Now we have a duck wrap.
Yeah, it's been a good month, so.
Splash out on a duck wrap. Right. Here's our first one.
Okay!
Dear Sir William and King Jordan.
Ooh.
Now, I don't want to go all protocol, but a king technically outranks a knight. So if you were going to do that, that would be Dear King Jordan and Dear Sir William. But also, Jordan's not the king. He missed out on that. And also, his name shouldn't go first in any situation.
Read the letter.
I'm an avid listener of your podcast, but I haven't thought about requesting any agony aunt advice until just now. I was sat on a bench at the train station when an older guy came and sat on the seat next door, but one to myself, me. Next door was closed due to COVID. He sat down with an almighty thump, which resulted in a sudden jolt down at my end, awakening me from my absent-minded slumber. He then continued to loudly and messily eat a pie, chewing with his mouth open and grunting randomly like an animal. It made me feel rather nauseous, and I had to turn my back to him and cover my ear to try to shield myself from the nightmare erupting before my eyes. I spotted a seat a couple of rows ahead of him, which was empty and calling out for a unity between itself and my derriere. It looked calm, quiet, and most importantly, far enough away from the beast to my east. However, with him being an older gentleman, I thought perhaps that the grunting could be due to an underlying health condition. And maybe as the years have gone on, he's become less able to keep his mouth closed and his jumper free from falling debris. There was no way I could have moved to the free seat without him seeing me, and so it would have been clear to him I was moving to free myself of his not-so-welcome company. The last thing I want to do is offend anyone, but I also need to think about my mental well-being. I was hoping you could shine some light on the etiquette of moving seats to get away from someone in public. I decided this time I couldn't face the offence I may have caused, so instead resorted to standing up quite a distance away. Hope you are both well. Kindest regards, Marie.
He nearly did that letter in one take. Little peek behind the curtains, Gene Devers. He never does a letter in one take. It's not easy reading letters.
Well, not normally, because, excuse me, I'm reading these sight unseen. And very, very rarely do the letters come in beautifully formed.
I mean, right, let's get this right. He was eating a pie and she was eating a Dairy Lee.
No, where have you got that from?
Said she was a... I was listening.
No, derriere. No, oh. She said derriere. That's French for bottom. It's not a French type of soft cheese.
She was eating...
Oh, you don't want any soft cheese on your bottom. I mean, let's not go there, but...
No, but I'm having Dairy Lee on my picky tea tonight.
Is that Dairy Lee on your bottom? Oh, no, that's something else. So sorry.
This podcast is just turning into us giggling and me snorting. I would say you've got to do the good old-fashioned daggers. You've just got to give them daggers. Someone's on a train and they're annoying me and they're playing loud music or they're eating heavily or they bring on smelly food. You just give them the daggers. Just give them a couple of you shithead look. Just proper shit look. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think Marie didn't really necessarily want to point the finger of blame in case, you know, he's just a messy eater due to some underlying health condition, as she says.
Oh, now I feel bad. I didn't really hear that bit. Oh, no.
It's very rare that I read these questions in one take, and it's even rarer that Jordan listens.
No, I do listen. This is my favourite part of the podcast. This is the best bit, rather than leaving you waffle on about your bloody week.
Kitty got class. You see, I've said it before. I said it the other day and you didn't believe me in the podcast. I actually quite like you because you aren't quite a bitch.
No, I'm not. I'm a nice
You've
guy.
You've just been bitchy.
I'm not.
Rather than listen to you waffle on about your week.
Since when do I sound like I went to friggin' Eton?
Well, I'm listening to you.
Rather have a duck wrap from Pret.
Oh my God, I've changed. What's your advice then?
I would probably pretend you've got a phone call that's come in, answer the phone and, you know, do a bit of phone acting. Walk away because, you know, you don't want to let them listen in or annoy them by your conversation, and then sort of wrap the call up, move away and then sit down on another bench, and then it looks like you've sort of absent-mindedly walked off.
I'm with you now. She doesn't want to look like she's getting up. She doesn't want to look rude. Right, I'm with you. Yeah, I just get up and pretend to do a stretch and then do a couple of paces up and down the platform. So get up and just go...
Well, I don't think a gentleman should stretch in public, and definitely not a lady.
Really? Why can't a lady stretch in public?
I don't think either gender should.
The only thing is, we stretch sometimes. You stretch and a little fart could come out, can't it? Which is a whole can of worms.
A triangle of Dairy Lee rolls across the platform.
You know, like when you're in cupboard. I'm getting to that age now.
You like when you're in what?
When you're like reaching up the cupboard for that jar of sauce. You reach to the top of the cupboard and you just go, oh, where's that duck come from? Literally turning into my dad.
Where's that what come from?
Duck.
It's come from the rap. It's come from Pratt.
Oh, God. This is why we don't win any awards. No. It is.
This is why I've had to do another podcast.
I know. I imagine, like, if people are listening to this for the first time and just like, oh, really? It's the best you've got?
Dear William and Jordan, I was recently having an argument with a friend over text, as that seems to be the only way one can argue at the moment, and it got quite heated. We've never particularly fought before, but that didn't stop hours of barbed insults and petty jibes. After a day or so of silence, she sent me a long and, what I thought was, heartfelt apology. It pretty much put the whole situation to bed, and I forgave her. The next day, when chatting to a mutual friend, they mentioned that my friend had, in fact, Googled the apology I was so touched by. I copied and pasted it into the search bar, and lo and behold, there on a website called perfectapology.com was the apology, word for word. I explored the website and saw it provided pre-written apologies for any occasion, from saying sorry to a colleague or client to asking forgiveness from a friend. I was, quite frankly, appalled, but the comments underneath the apologies all gushed at how helpful they were and how they worked so well. I suppose my question is this: what is the etiquette on copying a pre-written apology? And should I bring it up with her and tell her I know it was a fake, or just ignore it and move on? Yours sincerely, Alexandra.
Oh, wow.
I'd also like to point out, I did just do that letter in one take.
Oh, yeah, you did. Wow, I'm on this... oh, my God, perfect apology could save me a bloody...
I mean, you're normally apologising every week for something at the moment, so this is the website for you.
This is great. I'm just looking at this. Would be, do you know what? I'm going to download this app for after every night out when we're allowed back out. How do you apologise when you insult your mate's wife at a barbecue?
Oh my God! What did you say?
Did I never tell you?
No.
A song come on. A song come on by Kasabian a few years back now. It's called You're In Love With A Psycho. Let's say her name was Sally. I went, this one's for you, Sally. I was pissed and no one laughed. And she got she got really annoyed. And then I just carried on singing it in her face, thinking it'd be funny, and I had to apologise the next day. I'm really not obnoxious. I'm just a dick when I've had a drink. That's all. I don't think this is a bad thing. Using that means that they've really thought about it. Like, they've really... I wouldn't say it's bad at all. I think you've really thought about it. You want a professional apology.
Yeah, but I would use it as inspiration.
Yeah.
I would change things.
So you're not saying it's a bad thing?
I don't think it's a great thing. I think you can use it and... just maybe pick out a few key phrases, but add in your own stuff. Because some people struggle with it. I do remember, though, I mean, this is a reflection on what a wonderfully endearing school pupil I was. I think I was like 15 and we were doing PSE, or whatever we called it. And
oh, we had PSE, sort of, yeah.
Yeah, like the non-lesson. And the tutor walked in and said... so, does anyone know any big words? And, you know, people were there saying flockinocephalification, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, ultracapitarian, eutritricious, those sort of things. And I put my hand up and I said, yes, sorry, that's a big word. And he was like, yes, got it in one. Everyone loved me. Still wasn't made a prefect, but don't worry, I'm over it.
Oh, you are so bitter about that. You need to get over that. Seriously.
Well, whatever. But, yeah, some people struggle saying sorry, and if they're going to use a website or a template to inspire them, that's fine, but they shouldn't copy it verbatim.
I agree. Good question. Next one, please, William Hansen.
This is from Anonymous.
When we fell out, you sent me a really good apology both times.
Apologise?
Yeah, both times.
Hello, William, Jordan and producer Ben.
Dear Jordan, I'm sorry for overstepping the mark and trying it on with you the other night.
I did not try it on with you.
I don't know where that's come from.
That's just in your deeper,
no,
darker fantasy.
It's really not. And,
no, like, it is. It's really. You've mentioned it.
It's really not. And
it's clearly in your subconscious.
FYI, he never has. Ugh.
No, but if we still struggle for content in series 20, I mean, nothing's off limits.
When did we agree to marry? Oh my God, that seems like a lifetime ago.
Oh my God, yes, because was it 40 or 50?
Was it 40? I think, oh God.
I think it might be 40. That's only 8-9 years away. God, can you imagine if we're still doing this in 9 years?
God. That's weird. I was thinking about yours and Mikey's wedding the other day.
Have we?
Yeah, I was actually. Not that you're
standing up at the back. I object!
That's weird, that. I was on my run and it just came to me. I was like, I'm going to be nice here, but I was like, oh, I can't wait for them two to. Oh, it'll be a lovely day.
Well, that's nice. It will be a lovely day. I mean, you're not invited, but it will be a lovely day. We'll send you photos. No, of course, you'll be invited. You're going to be the ring bearer.
Is your brother going to be your best man?
I don't know, because the thing with gay weddings is you can sort of You don't have to follow the conventional traditions of a heterosexual wedding. So you don't need to have a best man. You can have a best woman, or you can have nothing, or the, oh, who wants you down the aisle? Well, you can just both walk down together. I mean, I don't mind. I might ask Thomas Markle. He hasn't done it, so he might be wanting to do it.
Oh,
I don't know.
The thought of Brian walking you down the aisle.
bloody hell. That's what I say. Bring back Cilla Black on a Saturday night. That's what I say. Bloody Sarah's there. James is walking her down the aisle because she's pissed. Darlings, has it started? Has the drink of champagne since 6 o'clock this morning, darlings?
Oh, please invite me.
Yeah, you'll be invited. It's all right. The next letter is from Anonymous. Hello, William Jordan and producer Ben. I run a small company and sometimes order items from outside the country where we live, Norway. As such, DHL have my phone number registered against my company information. At Christmas, an ex-boyfriend decided to send me some speciality clothing as a gift. Nothing too deplorable, just some short leather shorts and a full face and a leather full face hood. However, it was shipped with DHL and they linked the package to my company account. Yesterday, my accountant emailed me with a question about a bill from DHL from Customs Services, and the gifts were listed with their slightly more provocative titles.
No.
I cannot believe I'm about to read out these words.
No. No.
One bottom slave hot pants. How can I read this next sentence out in the country I'm in?
Yeah, be careful, you.
Can I just say, if any of my clients from the last couple of weeks are listening, I really am sorry. And one cocksucker mask.
What's a cocksucker mask? Shall I Google it?
What a shame your birthday's just passed. How do I politely explain this to my accountant? Kind regards, Anonymous.
Okay, Anonymous, I think this is one of those where you've got to just ring up and just say, there's been a mix-up. That was sent by my partner. It somehow got mixed up into my work account. I will 100% totally pay that back. The money will be repaid. You've just got to hold your hands up. Yes, everybody at work's going to talk about it. I'm sorry, but it's going to be brought up. You know what people in accounts and HR are like? They tell everyone everything. You know, probably someone pissed at the next Christmas party is going to bring it up as well. But that's just one of those things. You just got to get on with it. You know what it's like in workplaces? There's no discretion, is there? Your advice, William?
I'm just Googling bottom slave hot pants.
Yeah.
Just, I'm quite intrigued. But I'm just having to do... Why am I having to do Google, are you a robot?
Hot pants. Oh, wow, what... Right.
Oh, Ben sent us a picture.
Oh, Ben sent us a picture. Oh, that you could have told me that before I started Googling it. I use this laptop at work.
Oh, my God. That's the mark. That's the face mask. I mean, that's not going to keep you COVID secure, is it? You can't wear that on the tube. Well, not during the day.
It looks like Batman.
Oh, well, you wouldn't want to meet him on Dark Knight. Our executive producer has just commented with, I love no context WhatsApp chat during recording.
Highlight of my week. Literally, we've just sent Bluetooth Wi-Fi and... What the...
And cocks like a face mask.
What? How is that? Yeah. Each to their own.
Okay, going back to Anonymous's letter, away from these photographs. And I don't speak from experience here, but you just respond by saying, please put them down as a dividend.
Yeah.
That's all you need to say. Don't know why I know that, but that's what I'd suggest.
Really?
And leave it at that.
Do you remember when...
Do I remember when what? Why are you laughing? Because I don't even know where you're going.
Do you remember when... Please let us keep this in, please.
What? Don't. You're worrying me.
Do you remember when... Please, if you keep this in, please, please.
I don't know what you're going to say.
When you went away and you sent me that video, there was a bottle of lube on the side.
No, we were FaceTiming. And I gave you a tour of the room. Yeah. And you went, oh, you haven't moved the lube as a joke. And we hadn't.
Oh, Mikey was mortified.
I was mortified. He was more mortified. Well, G and Evers, God bless you for your questions. If you have a problem and you want our help, then you can tweet us. We're at SextedMyBoss, or you can send your tales of trepidation to help at SextedMyBoss.com.
Where are we? I forgot.
Just say, I can do a handwritten letter.
Remember, William will send you a hand-lubricated written letter. The reply is, grow up, Jordan. The reply...
Those stamps don't attach themselves.
Help, I've left lube on the side. There we go. Oh, you can write to William. He promises a handwritten reply and his own letter to pay for. The address is on the website, sextedmyboss.com. Really enjoying this series. Honestly, it's been such a highlight. You really make me laugh, William, you do. So thank you. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.